Hello and welcome to the KE Report. I'm your host, Shad Markowitz, and we're getting an update today from Thor Explorations, traded on the TSXV under the ticker THX and on the OTC markets under the ticker THXPF. I'm joined today with President and CEO of Thor Explorations, Segun Lawson. And Segun, it's great to get you on the show to get an update on Thor. We saw some news that was just out today, and that is that your operations update from Q1 is showing some big improvements. I want you to, before we dive into the operations from the first quarter, though, just remind people of 2023, because it was a mixed year. You had messaged based on the definitive feasibility study that there was going to be a period of the mine sequencing mid-year that was going to be a little lower grade. You made it through that period. You actually outperformed, came out the other side, and you've done some big mill improvements. So before we dive into Q1, let's just recap last year, 2023.
Hi, Shad. Yeah, thank you very much. Good to talk to you as usual. Yeah, so to dive into 2023, you know, as you rightly say, as per the mine plan, I don't know if you remember or recall our DFS, you know, our target production, as per the DFS, should have been around about 72,000 ounces. You know, we delivered 85,000 ounces versus the DFS. And that was all because operationally, it was going to be challenging. We always knew just the geometry of the ore body. We're going to have this big pushback of mining waste and this western wall to access the ore body as it plunged to the south. So we've managed to do that. But, you know, in parallel with that, we made certain upgrades to the plant to improve the efficiency as well. And that resulted in a corresponding buildup of gold in circuit. We have a high amount of gold in circuit, a high value of gold in the circuit, which should be drawn down now. The plant upgrades have been completed. What I take a lot of comfort in, and what we're really happy about as a management team, is that, you know, since the completion of these upgrades, we've seen in the first quarter, we've already started to draw down on this gold in circuit, and we aim to continue to do that throughout the course of the year. So, you know, our guidance is maintained, you know, 95 to 100,000 ounces. Our costs at 1,100 to 1,200 ounces remains the same. And we expect to draw down that gold and have a resting level of about 1,500 ounces of gold in circuit on an ongoing basis going on from there. And this has all happened whilst there's been a rise in the gold price. So, you know, we've also started generating more cash than budgeted. We've made a very large payment to our senior lender, $8.2 million. Our remaining debt is just $15 million. That will be completely deleveraged this year. And we are very well positioned now with a performing plant, and the pit has been opened up. You know, given where the gold price is now, we also have the opportunity to reoptimize the pit and eat into some of what was designed as underground material as open pit at profitable levels as well. So we're working on that as well. So, you know, we're happy with how we performed last year. We are very well positioned now. We've had a good start to the year. And, you know, we're looking at this continuing through the course of this year.
Well, Segun, those are a lot of net positives, because the golden circuit that you held on to, now you have a higher gold price backdrop. So that's going to work out to your advantage. It's almost like you saved it away for a better day. You got the pit opened up. You're now, like you say, able to go down a little deeper in the pit because of the gold price. And additionally, you know, you've set up the mill for success moving forward. Let's dive into the Q1 numbers, though, that you just put out. And give us the key operational highlights, some of the key improvements, some of the areas that you think will stay on trend as you blast into 2024.
Yeah, look, I think three things to look out for. Number one is, you know, the grade is picked up versus the Q4. So we had a milled grade of about 2.85 grams per ton. We've built up a healthy stockpile, which is, you know, about 30,000 ounces in that stockpile. There's 6,000 ounces grading at 4.1 grams per ton as well. You know, so we're very well set up in that respect whilst the mining is ongoing. And then, you know, we have in the process plant itself completed this upgrade as well, which seems to be performing well. So it's trended well through January, February, March as well. But I think the key points are looking at the grade, the fact that we have a good mill feed now, and we continue to perform.
Maybe explain to people that maybe listening to this for the first time, because there's a lot of new interest in the gold sector. There's a lot of new interest in the gold producers. you know, you brought a mine into production in Nigeria where there had never been a mine before, but to have costs down at $1,100 or $1,200 compared to a lot of the seniors that are seeing their costs creep up to $1,300, $1,400. I've seen some mid-tiers and seniors that even have $1,500 to $1,600 all-in sustaining costs. What are you doing to keep your costs down? How have you dealt with inflation in the last couple of years?
There are a number of factors that have worked in our favor. You know, we have an ore body that's, you know, high grade versus a lot of the general global cost curve, should I say. We have the metallurgy of our ore body is very, very simple. You know, we have a high percentage recovered just from gravity alone. Our big fuel costs with our fleet is obviously diesel, but to power our plant, we use diesel and compressed natural gas, which is a lot cheaper than diesel as well. So there are a number of factors that have kept our costs low. But, you know, I wish I could say there was something more strategic. However, you know, we're just extremely fortunate with the kind of ore body we have in terms of metallurgy and recovery.
Yeah, I think that it just speaks to the operation savvy of your team, too, that you've done a great job all the way from exploration to development into production and then executed year after year, even through some of the challenging areas. And now I think you're really set up to not only keep production maintained and hit your guidance, but also you've mentioned a couple of times that you're looking for satellite deposits. You're looking for other areas that you could bring into the mine plan to extend mine life. Maybe speak to the exploration upside that you have at Segilola, not just at the mine, but around the mine and maybe on your land package.
Yeah, look, we're looking at exploration upside in terms of satellite deposits, but also in terms of the underground. You know, we have, you know, a global resource that's already shown, indicated in inferred material underneath the pit, you know, that's actually material to what we're producing now. And like I mentioned earlier on this call, you know, given where the gold price is now, I believe our DFS was done at a $1,600 gold price. So given where the gold price is now, you know, $700 above, even though our costs have gone up as well. But, you know, there is a lot of scope to reoptimize the pit. And prior to transitioning to an underground, there are a lot of easy ounces to be produced from just increasing the size of the pit. So that's something that we're studying at the moment as well. But, you know, we continue to look at the near mine exploration. We're generating more cash now. We're getting very rapidly deleveraged. We have the opportunity to look at additional open pits that are within trucking distance of the plant. We've been doing this now for a year in terms of the rate at which we're doing it. We're upping it this year as well. And we've had some small wins already, which we can aggregate into a study to see how that gets to the mine. Some small wins, 10,000 ounces there, 20,000 ounces here. But we're still looking for that larger win, which we believe will come through the continued systematic exploration we're carrying out now. So it's twofold. We think there's a lot more ounces in the underground. You know, we've proven it to some extent in terms of the global resource. We think there's ounces in the underground that could be brought into the open pit, which we're carrying out our optimization studies on. And we think there's near mine exploration potential.
If you did decide to make a decision down the road to do underground mining, what kind of CapEx would the company need to look at? I know it's still very early days, but if you keep having success drilling at depth, what would that look like? Would it be something where you can use the revenues from the mine to offset some of that? Would you use your same debt partner where you've been paying down the debt? Just speak to what a longer term vision of the development plan going into the underground would look like.
Yeah, look, in all honesty, it's far too early to say. However, we did do a preliminary economic assessment on a portion of the underground, which had 100,000 ounces, where we would produce about 33,000 ounces a year to supplement some of the open pit. That was a $12 million decline. But, you know, that was a preliminary economic assessment. It's still early days. We believe the underground resource is much bigger than what we had in that economic assessment. We have a target to drill out the underground, just try and extend the mine life by, you know, 3 to 5 years. We're bringing forward that underground drilling into Q2 this year. So hopefully we should have some news flow for the market through the course of this quarter.
How many meters are you drilling at the Segilola project or in Nigeria in general as far as the gold-focused exploration?
So we have a number of passes to determine whether we'll move on to the next phase. We have an initial first pass of around about 5,000 meters on the gold.
reason I asked the question that way is that you're also exploring for lithium in Nigeria. So maybe just speak briefly to that program where you also have some other land tenements that are prospective for lithium mineralization.
Yes, we do. And we've added to our land package. You know, we drilled last year. However, after drilling last year, we took a step back and tried to work up our drill targets more systematically. So it wouldn't be a stop-start exploration campaign in terms of drilling. And, you know, we're pleased with how things have gone over the last 6 to 9 months. We've worked up a number of targets, including some anomalies that stretch for a number of kilometers, and seen some lithium bearing, mapped out some good lithium bearing pegmatite in our Oyo project. We're starting drilling there as well in Q2. The drilling there, we have a budget for that. That's going to be about 4,000 meters. And again, we look forward to updating the market with that. We're still very encouraged by that.
Yeah, it's just another exciting value driver for the company. And it speaks to the respect that your team has generated in Nigeria as being a first mover in the country. But let's shift countries here over to Senegal, to the Douta project. You've done a lot of exploration work at this project the last few years. You've upgraded the resources. But then just recently, you've also increased your land position around it. And so I'd love you to speak to the recent acquisition you did in Senegal to beef up the land position around your Douta project.
Yeah, the key license we've picked up is contiguous to our pre-existing Douta license, which we've creatively named Douta West. You know, we are currently carrying out a preliminary feasibility study on our Douta main project, and those work streams have been ongoing for a while and have been delayed, really delayed for two reasons. Number one, more difficult metallurgy than we expected in the fresh, and also number two, logistical reasons, moving samples around the world to have various tests done on the for the process flow sheet. However, one thing that has become very apparent was the oxide component of the Douta resource has been extremely easy to recover. And it's, I don't know if you remember our drill results, we have a large number of wide oxide intersections right from surface. So when we picked up this license, you know, first thing we noticed was the Makosa tail extended beyond our southern boundary, you know, and there were other anomalies, you know, in the Douta West license between ourselves and Massawa. What where our strategy is here is to continue to drill out the oxide resource whilst our PFS is going on and try and get that to, you know, north of 500,000 ounces. You know, our global resource is 1.78 million ounces. We believe getting an oxide component to that north of 500,000 ounces. And it puts us in a very strong position in terms of even having a phase one of the project that's only oxide and generates easy free milling gold from the oxide. So that's our strategy. We've actually gone as far as, since acquiring the licenses, gone further to delineate these drill targets. We've cleared the drill pads. We are mobilizing the drill rigs as I speak now and hoping to start drilling in the next couple of days, both on Douta and Douta West. So there should be drilling news flow coming from Segilola near mine exploration, Segilola deeper drilling, Nigeria lithium, and from Douta and Douta West, starting this quarter and carrying out over the next 6 months.
All right. So yeah, drilling on all fronts there at, in both countries and at multiple projects. Now, just to follow up on the Douta and the Douta West, about how many meters do you expect to drill and what will the balance be between Douta and the Douta West? And then what targets are you working on still at the Douta project?
So at the Douta project, we have, if you remember, Makosa East as a target. We have other targets along strike to the north of the project, which we're going to do some white space drilling in. We're going to extend Makosa Tail to the south. And Douta West, we're drilling 3,000 meters of shallow holes, just 50 to 60 meter holes, targeting the oxides as well. So the total drilling in Douta is going to be around about 5,000 meters.
As far as the big picture, I know it's still early days, but you are getting closer with the economic studies at Douta. Do you envision it being similar to what you're seeing at Segilola in that you start open pit with the oxides and then longer term, you do have an underground component to get into that fresh rock?
Yes, yeah, certainly. I think, you know, even if we were to use very basic parameters, as, you know, 100,000 ounces per year, that's getting a minimum oxide component of 500,000 ounces, you know, is an initial 5-year mine life that would pay off the capex for, you know, a phase two in the fresh, should I say. But, you know, we're doing the oxide drilling and the PFS in parallel, and hopefully incorporate the two into one. And yeah, look, we're excited. One thing's for certain, there's a lot of gold in that region on our permits. There, we've never closed this resource out along strike or at depth. We've added ground with some very strong gold anomalies. We're excited about the drilling coming up on Dita West and the other targets.
And then just one more question as it relates to this longer term picture in Senegal. Maybe just speak to the strength of your operations team already proving their worth in Nigeria, but being able to take that talent and expertise and move it over there, as well as some of the partners you have on capital financing and then social governance and permitting, how that all ties into the mine build that would take place in Senegal using all that experience you learned in Nigeria.
Yeah, look, we're happy that we've gone through the experience pretty recently. We have our largest shareholder, the Africa Finance Corporation, who's a long-term supporter of ours and has the ability to finance whatever builds we look at. And obviously, that combined with the fact that we're generating cash, you know, should make it a much easier prospect to finance. Not only that, the fact that we've repaid them, they provided a number of financing instruments to us. So not just debt, you know, there was a stream which we paid, and obviously repaying the debt as well. So we have an excellent partner in the African Finance Corporation. We also have an excellent partner in our EPC contractor, who is also a small shareholder of ours, that have built the Segilola mine on time and within budget. They've been to our Douta project and been to the ground there, also working alongside us on the preliminary feasibility study work streams as well, as they did with Segilola. So, you know, we've been through the process with a mine in Nigeria. We think we're very well positioned to go through the process with a mine in Senegal as well.
All right. Well, we'll wrap it up there for today, Segun. But it's a pretty exciting update because you've got so much exploration work planned for this year in Nigeria, in Senegal, at both projects, at Segilola, at depth, looking for some of the satellite pits, the Nigeria lithium, and then also not just Douta, but now Douta West. So an exciting growth-oriented gold producer with a lot of exploration upside, operating in multiple jurisdictions. And if people want to follow along with the news at Thor Explorations, definitely click on the link below this interview. It takes you over to the company website to the news section. Segun, keep us posted as we get more news out from the company. We'll get you back on the show for an update, and looking forward to our next conversation.
Great. Thank you so much, Chad.